Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Hugo Gallegos. This time I'm going to demonstrate a device called Dexcom G6. This is a continuous glucose monitoring system, CGM. I've been using this for about 2 months. I am diabetic and I don't like pricking my finger. It hurts. Oftentimes I do it wrong and you end up with sore fingers because you have to repeat the process of pricking your finger when checking your glucose with a glucometer. With the Dexcom G6, you don't have to prick your finger. You basically inject a sensor onto your stomach, a specific area. There's a Bluetooth transmitter, part of this, and your phone is a receiver. This constantly monitors my glucose, and every 5 minutes, it sends results to an app on my phone called Dexcom G6. And so I'm able to constantly keep track of where my glucose is. There's alarms that you can... They're actually enabled by default. I think the defaults are if your glucose goes 200 and up, you'll get an alert sound. If your glucose is rapidly rising, you'll get an alert. Same thing when your glucose is going down rapidly, you'll get alert sounds. When it gets below 80 and below, it'll start alerting you to let you know you're hitting a low so that you can either drink apple juice or do something about it. If you get down to 55, which I have occasionally, you'll get an additional alert sound. It sounds like the medics. You hear a siren going off. It's a good way to keep track of your glucose, and especially if you get lows and you don't wake up very easily. There's an app called Follow that your family can install on their device so that when your glucose goes low, they also get an alert and they can follow you. So the first part that I'm going to show, it's the sensor needs to be replaced. So every time you inject a sensor, it's good for 10 days. And every 10 days, you got to take off the, basically tear off the sensor, the Bluetooth meter that sends the results to your phone is also attached to it. So you have to tear it off, get the sensor off it, inject the new sensor, put the transmitter back on, and they're good to go. So I'm going to show you that part first. By the way, the sensor is attached with adhesive, and then right on top is the meter or transmitter, whatever it's called. So I gotta pull on it upwards. It's on, again, it's on my stomach, so I gotta, and it's on really tight because you can swim with this. Let's see, there we go. When this came off, the adhesive came off, the sensor's right below it, and then the transmitter is attached to it. So in order for me to replace it, I have to take off the old sensor first. And so when you apply and inject the sensor goes in, and then it on top, it's got this little holster where your Bluetooth transmitter will sit. So you have to kind of push into it. It looks like a Bluetooth dongle. It's really nice. Interesting looking, I guess. Not nice, but interesting looking. Reminds me of a Bluetooth dongle again. So I gotta first get the Bluetooth transmitter off the old sensor. The top of the round side of the meter is where there's a little plastic handle that you pull backwards to start tearing it off the pushing out the meter. And then once that's done, then I need to pull off. There we go. I was able to pull off the holster with the sensor and the adhesive. So now I just got this little USB looking dongle, which is my Bluetooth transmitter. The next part we need to do is going to be cleaning the back of the transmitter. When you first buy the package, you actually have to do pair them both. So you get the Bluetooth transmitter, you got to pair that, then your sensor. So when you first get it for the first time, you do a little extra work. So the transmitter has to be replaced every 3 months, the sensor every 10 days. So when you get your package for the first time, at least for me, from Dexcom, I got two transmitters. And of course, I got 1 month's worth of sensors, three sensors in a package. You get a receiver. I don't know if the receiver is accessible or not. I didn't even attempt to activate the meter. It's brand new, which is sitting there collecting dust up in my closet. So right now I'm cleaning the back of the Bluetooth transmitter, which is also connects to the sensor once I inject the sensor onto me. And so the idea is every time you replace the sensor, you want to put it on a different spot on your stomach so that you don't get it. And, you know, if it's irritated, you don't want to put it in there. So you always want to find a clean spot. So the sensor comes with an applicator. They make it really easy for you to put on the sensor. It comes in a big plastic box. So I'm going to scan it with Seeing Eye and let you guys hear what that sounds like.
Seeing Eye, resumed recognition.
This is what you would hear.
Sense. Dexcom G6TM Senso 9500, 45, 2020, 05, 06. Symbols glossary, dexcom.com/symbols. RX only. Dexcom, Inc. 6340 sequence DRFB bullet. San Diego, California, 921210100386270000255. I, 2018 Euros D Bullets Com, Inc. Covered by patents Dexcom, Commitment Bullet LBL, 015445.
Okay, so that's just all weird text. That's not where. So there's a code on this applicator. The applicator is huge, so I'm going to open this box to get the applicator out. And get the applicator out. That's where I need a 4-digit code that I need to enter onto the Dexcom app to get the sensor started. The applicator is kind of big, bulky. At the bottom where you're gonna, the part that goes onto your stomach is covered by little tabs made of paper. So once I tear those off, then the adhesive is right there. You don't want to touch adhesive if at all possible. The button that you press to inject the sensor is actually covered by a piece of plastic, so you have to break that off once you're ready. Once you're ready to apply the sensor, you just stick this to your stomach. I probably like to press down a little bit on it and then press the button. It does not hurt at all. Before I do that, though, there's a code I need off of this, a 4-digit code, and it's on the applicator itself. That's why I had to take it out of the package. So let's scan this and see if I can get the code.
5,917.
Yep, that's the code.
Comma, 6 slashes.
What I'm going to do in advance is clean the new area where I'm going to apply the sensor. The whole point is not to inject in the spot where you had the other one. We're going to open the Dexcom application and start the process.
Dexcom G6.
So there's two apps that I'm going to show you, the Dexcom G6 and the Clarity. So let's go to Dexcom G6.
Sensor expired.
See, there's my message.
Replace sensor now. You will not receive alerts, alarms, or sensor glucose readings until you replace your sensor. Sensor removal instructions. Button. Okay. Button.
So let's say if you haven't done this before.
Sensor removal instructions.
Button. You can double tap in here.
Sensor removal instructions. Button. To remove the transmitter holder from your body. Peel the adhesive off your body like a Band-Aid registered. When you peel off the adhesive, the sensor, transmitter holder, and transmitter will all be removed. Do not remove the transmitter from the transmitter holder until all components have been removed from your body. To release the transmitter, snap the latch off of the housing by pressing down on the lip at the bottom of the latch. Remove the transmitter by pulling it straight out of the housing. Keep the transmitter to use again in your next sensor session. Okay. Share. Button. New sensor. Stop. button. Sensor code, heading. Sensor code is on sensor applicator. Enter code, button. Back, button. Sensor code, only enter sensor code from sensor you insert. Take photo, button.
I haven't tried the photo feature. That's why I used Scene AI to scan for it, because I don't know how well the photo would get it.
Enter manually, button.
So I'm going to do manual.
Cancel, button. Text field is editing. Enter sent 5. 5, 6, 9, 9, 1, 1, 7, 7.
There we go.
Find sensor code on set text field. Save, button. Save, alert. Confirm entry. 5,917. Cancel, but confirm, button. Cancel, back, button. Insert sensor now, heading. Watch video, button. Watch video. Audio. Done. Button. Volume.
Inserting the sensor and attaching the transmitter take just a few minutes. This brief video shows you how. Your first step? Get everything ready. Before you begin, gather everything you need and pick a sensor insertion site. So what do you need? The applicator. Transmitter. Alcohol wipes. And, if you want, skin adhesives. Have everything? Great. Now choose where to insert your sensor. Your insertion site is based on how old you are. Over 18, only insert the sensor on your belly. If you are between 2 and 17, you can choose your belly or your upper buttocks. There are a few things to keep in mind when picking where to insert your sensor. Make sure it's at least 3 inches from your insulin pump or injection site. You don't want to insert the sensor in areas with scarring, tattoos, or any type of irritation. Also, avoid places that can be bumped or pushed, like where you might roll on it while sleeping, where a seatbelt might hit it, or your waistband. Oh, one last thing. Stay away from bony areas like your ribs or hip bones. Before you insert, make sure everything is cleaned and prepped. Wash your hands. Clean your insertion site with alcohol. And if you want, apply skin adhesive. If you're using a skin adhesive, apply it in an oval shape where you're putting the adhesive patch. Make sure none of the adhesive gets in the middle. That's where the sensor is inserted. Next, remove the sensor applicator from its package. The applicator patch has two labels. One has the sensor code you entered while setting up your display device. Remove each without touching the adhesive. Place the applicator horizontally on your skin. Press down firmly, making sure it sticks. Bend and break the safety guard and unlock the insertion button. Insert sensor by pushing the button, then lift the applicator away. There you go. Your sensor is in. What's next? Attaching your transmitter. But before you do, clean its back with alcohol and let dry. Then, slide the tab into the slot. Press down firmly on the larger end until it clicks into place. Finally, make sure the patch is secure. With your finger, rub around the adhesive patch 3 times. Now you're ready to start your sensor session.
Next button.
Okay, so let's do the sensor. I have it here in my hand, so the first thing I gotta do is tear off the labels. There's 2 halves, so if I'm 1 half, and I gotta make sure I get the right half, because one of them goes left, one of them goes right. Let's see, which way does that one go? Oh, okay, third to the left. Okay, now I gotta get the other half. Find a little label. Okay, now I gotta break the guard. There, got it off now. Now we can apply the sensor. Let's see. Okay, I got it. I'm gonna press the button. Lift away from it. And let's see. I'm getting the adhesive around the holster that will hold my sensor. Make sure it's firmly pressed. So now the next part is putting in the Bluetooth transmitter. I have it right here. I already cleaned it. It's dry. So again, the round part goes, you can feel it. So I'm just gonna insert this and then press down. You'll hear it when I'm pressing down. There. Now I'm ready. The next part is a matter of time. So once you insert the sensor and start it, there's a 2-hour warm-up period before it'll start giving you glucose information. So
next button.
Let's hit next.
Next. Share button. Start sensor button.
Start sensor. So I'm gonna double tap.
Sensor warm-up.
And then you'll hear this.
1 hour, 59 minutes remaining.
So in 1 hour and 59 minutes, I'll be back. What I decided to do is while we're waiting for the Dexcom app to be online or be ready for me to get readings, I'm going to show you the Clarity app, which is a companion application where your results from the Dexcom G6 application will be sent to Clarity. And after, I think it was for me, it gave me daily reports. Then after close to 3 weeks, I started getting additional reports, an idea of what your A1C would be, whether you get highs, lows, what your best day of the month was. So let me show you that application right now, since the other one's not quite available yet for us.
Clarity.
So there's Clarity. Double tap with one finger.
Clarity. Summary. Heading. Image.
And again, some of this information, you don't get it right away. It collects data from over time. So this is what I got for me, just to show you.
30 days, June 14th, 2019, July 13th, 2019. Time in range.
Okay, so time in range.
Less than 1% urgent low.
So less than 1% that I get urgent lows.
Less than 1% low.
And again, less than 1% low.
70% in range.
I mean, 70% of the time I'm in range. So that's my range is 80 to 220.
29% high.
That's not bad, 29%.
Fetching Clarity data. Glucose management indicator, GMI, 6.8%.
And that number, 6.8, is what, based on the data that it has, what my my A1C would be, 6.8, which in my opinion is really good. When I started this, I was at 9.5, just to let you know. I had to make some changes.
Average glucose, CGM, 144, mg/dL.
That number has gone down. It was at 145, so that's pretty good.
Patterns, no patterns detected.
And I think a pattern is, I think if it detects a pattern after 3 days, then it will report on it. If it's just one time, it won't do anything.
Best day, Friday, June 14th.
That was my best day.
Goal, time in range, 18 times in 30 days.
That's not bad.
Hypoglycemia risk, minimal risk.
And then
vertical scroll bar, showing 97, selected. Summary, tab, 1 of 4. Reports, tab, 2 of 4.
And then this tab, reports, just show you.
Select a range in reports. 7 days, button, selected, 14 days, button.
So I got mine in 14 days.
30 days, button, 90 days, button, view report, button, summary, tab, 1 of 4. Share, tab, 3 of 4.
So here's share, let me show you, this is cool.
Has your clinic invited you to share data? Accept invitation, button.
So you can participate, share data, if you want to help, I guess. I haven't.
Generate a sharing code for your clinic. Generate code, button, summary, tab, 1 of 4.
I wonder if that means I could share with my doctor. That's probably what that is, too.
Report, selected, settings, tab, 4 of 4.
Here's some settings.
Push notifications, button. Notifications, heading, push notifications, button. Emails, heading, email summary. Email summary, switch button, off. Emails will be delivered on Sundays to Hugo account, heading. Target ranges, button. Sign out. Manage profile, button. Support, heading. Contact Dexcom, button. New features. Version, button. New features.
So under new features, this is what it tells you.
New features. Notifications, heading. Glucose management indicator. The glucose management indicator, GMI, approximates the average laboratory A1C level that would be expected based on average glucose measured in a large number of individuals with diabetes, derived from at least 12 days of CGM data. On the right side. goals, time in range received notifications for the days you reached your time in range goal. Best goal, time in range, goals, time in range received notifications for the days you reached your time in range goal. Best day received notifications for your most in range day over the last 7 days. Goal, time in range. Switch button, on. Best day. Switch button, on. Page 2 of 2, at previous, button, finish, skip intro, but finish, button, finish.
I'm gonna hit finish.
Privacy policy, button. Summary, tab, 1 of 4.
I'm gonna get out of there.
Clarity.
So just one other thing. There's an application called Follow, where I can share, I can send an invite to whoever I want to get my results. So my fiance, she gets the results, or not, I should say results, I should say status of my glucose. So if I get nighttime lows or my glucose goes really high, not only do I get the alerts, she gets them. And you can invite whoever you want to be able to receive those notifications on the app. They have to download the app Follow, and then you have to send them an invite. They can do that. The other thing is, if you're interested in testing out the Dexcom, you can go to Dexcom.com, and you can request a demo device. So what they'll send you is they'll send you a dummy transmitter. They'll send you an applicator. You can also download an application from the App Store that simulates glucose. So you would get an idea how it works in case you're not convinced about it. Most of the people, and I think all the people that use this, are dependent on controlling their glucose with insulin. So I use insulin, I use Lantus, I use Novolog. I think that's one of the things they say is for people using insulin. More information, that'll be Dexcom.com. That's D as in dog, E-X, C as in cat, O-M as in mom.com. And here's a little thing I found on the website you guys can listen to real quick.
Make knowledge your superpower with the Dexcom G6 CGM system. Always know your glucose number and where it's headed with the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring, CGM, system, FDA permitted for making diabetes treatment decisions with zero finger sticks and no calibration, star. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. Real-time glucose readings, right on your smart device. See your glucose number in real time with just a quick glance at your smart device with a Dexcom G6 Dagger. Zero finger sticks. Always know your glucose number and where it's headed with zero finger sticks and no calibration star with the Dexcom G6. Slim, water-resistant sensor. Feel the difference of a thin, discreet and water-resistant sensor. Double Dagger. The Dexcom G6 features an extended 10-day wear sensor offering you more convenience and fewer indoor options to daily activities.
Okay. So now let's go and check to see if my application's almost ready.
Dexcom G6. Sensor warm-up. About 5 minutes remaining.
Okay. I think it's ready.
Sensor warm-up successful and setup complete. Sensor glucose readings now available.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, button.
So this is what's from the top. It's from the very top.
Alert, share, button.
That's the share button. So that's if the other person downloads the Follow application, you can share, send them an invite. Once they have the app, they'll click on the invite. They'll sign in and they'll be able to follow your glucose. You know, they'll get the alerts. They'll get the notifications if you're high or low. They'll get the alert sound, so that's really cool. Okay, so
alerts will not sound. Button.
And I can change that again to make it constantly sound, even when my phone is muted. But because I'm working and my glucose goes high after lunch and it constantly beeps and I use my phone for training, I disable the sound, so it just vibrates to let me know my glucose levels are high.
189 milligrams per deciliter and is constant. Trend graph.
The graph will show the way it is right now. It will show the last 3 readings that it's taken. So every 5 minutes it updates. So it will show the last 3. And if you put your phone in landscape mode, it'll show more. It doesn't appear to be readable with voiceover.
Trend graph.
So I don't bother with that. I just
189 milligrams per deciliter and is constant.
Care about that number.
Trend graph events button.
The events can be, can be you reporting how much glucose you gave yourself, carbohydrates. So let me look and show you what you can report in here to keep track.
Home, back button.
And I'm thinking this is probably more for your like doctor if he wants to see this kind of stuff.
Events, heading, edit, button, add event.
So I can add an event. Let me load up in here.
Alert, select the type of event.
So here's what I can report.
Fast acting insulin, button.
So whenever I'm about to eat, I give myself the fast acting insulin. So you can report how many units you gave yourself. And it shows the time and date.
Long acting insulin, button.
Same thing for the long acting insulin.
Carbs, button.
Most, I would say maybe 50% of the time, I do know how many carbs I'm taking. But when you eat homemade meals, it's hard to really tell how many carbohydrates you're eating, and I don't know how to calculate that. So I'll just put in a, sometimes I just put in a number that I feel that it's close to being accurate. Like sometimes I'll have, let's say 3 tacos of carne asada. Well, I'm thinking, yeah, to me, that sounds like it's 80. Could be more, could be less. So, and when I eat frozen meals, I do have, I do scan the product to see how many carbohydrates it is. So that's the only time I really need to know for real is when I'm eating like a breakfast sandwich. I buy some of the Angus frozen burgers from Costco. So whenever I eat stuff like that, I do look it up on the package. Otherwise, I just guess.
Exercise button.
Okay. I don't report the exercise because I keep that track of that with my health app. When I go to the gym and I walk on the treadmill or any kind of activity like that, I do it through my Apple Watch and it stays in the health app. I suppose once I'm done, I can actually really report it in here and tap on it. I haven't decided to do that, but it is possible for me to just take the readings from the health app and type them in here. I wish the health app could actually push this information onto here for me, but I don't know if that'll happen or if it's possible. Maybe it is, and I don't know. Okay.
Health button.
Health. I don't even check this category, so I don't even know what's in there.
Cancel button.
And then let's cancel.
Add event.
Here's the next item.
Events added will appear below.
Oh, actually, let me show you here some of the events like I've reported.
Today. No events.
That's true because I didn't pair my sensor until 5 minutes ago. I finished warming up. It expired last night at 9:30.
Yesterday, heading, carbs, 64 grams, 8:30 p.m. Long-acting insulin, 35.0U, 6:11 p.m. Long-acting insulin, 40.0U, 4:10 p.m.
So anyway, let's just show you what that would look like. Let's hit the back button.
Home, back button. 191 milligrams per deciliter and is constant.
Not surprised to see that going up.
Trend graph, events, button, settings, button, alerts, heading.
Oh, there we go.
Always sound. Always sound. Switch button, off.
So I have it off, but if you turn this on, even when the phone is muted, it will alert you, and it's a really high-pitched sound.
Allow alerts to vertical scroll bar, showing 9, urgent low, 50. Allow alerts to sound even when silent or do not disturb are on. These can be silenced, urgent low, transmitter failure, and sensor failure.
There we go.
Allow alerts to sound even when silent or do not disturb are on. These, urgent low, 55 mg/dL, button. Urgent low soon, on, button. Low, 80 mg/dL, button. High, 220 mg/dL. Rise rate, on, button. Full rate, on, button. Signal loss, on, button. No readings, on, button. Scheduled. Alert schedule. Alert schedule. Switch button, off. Allows you to schedule and customize a second group of alerts. For reset alert settings. Vertical scroll bar, showing 90% of the content. 76%, adjustable.
I don't mess with that, the let's schedule one, schedule alerts. So I'll just hit the back button.
Settings, back button. Alerts, button. Graph height, 400 mg/dL, button. Insertion time, 7/14/19, 12:38 p.m. Sensor expires, 7/24/19, 12:38 p.m. Last calibration, none. Transmitter, 814F98, button. Use Apple Health, on. Siri shortcuts, button.
Not sure yet what I can do with Apple Siri shortcuts. I may look into that. Maybe it'll make some things easier for me.
Calibrate button. Support heading. About button. Account button. Contact button. Help button. Stop sensor button. Vertical scroll bar showing 85% of vertical scroll bar showing 85. Stop sensor button.
So I'm going to go back to calibrate. So the way I'm going to calibrate this is I'm going to take a glucose reading with my glucometer. So I'm going to draw some blood.
Help button. Contact button. Account button. About support. Calibrate button.
Okay. So I'm going to, let's leave that there for now. Let's get ready to get a blood reading with a glucometer.
Testing. Blood glucose, 142 milligrams per deciliter.
Calibrate. Siri, calibrate button. Cancel. Text field is editing. Caret 1. 1, 4, 4, 2, 2. Steps 1. Wash mg/d. Text field. Save. Button. Save. Alert. Confirm entry. 142 milligrams/d. Cancel. Confirm. Button. Calibrate. Button. Alerts. Button. CGM. Heading.
Okay, so I'm going to get out of here.
Home. Back button. 163 milligrams per deciliter and is constant.
So it adjusted itself a little bit lower, but in 5 minutes or less, it will change some more. Okay, I did have to wait the whole 5 minutes for this to update, but let me show you now.
Alerts, 141 milligrams per deciliter and is constant.
So now if we look at the settings.
Trend, events, settings, button, home, back button.
This time it will show the date.
Transmitter, 814, last calibration, 7/14/19, 2:51 p.m.
There we go. And so.
Home, back button. 141 milligrams per deciliter and is constant.
So to me, that sounds good. I'm going to get out of here. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this demonstration.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.